As of this week, the Paycheck Protection Program is no longer accepting applications. The program was created last year to help businesses keep workers on the payroll during the pandemic. But it also faced controversy. There were a lot of complaints that the money wasn't reaching the businesses that needed it most. And there were also allegations of fraud. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Tanya.
So this program is over, but the Small Business Administration says they'll actually continue to look through applications until the end of the month and process those. Have the reopenings across the country and some of the economic progress reduced the demand for these loans?
Well, yes. You know, there's sort of a separate problem going on where a lot of small businesses that are reopening are having trouble staffing up. But, you know, for 14 months, a lot of these businesses were closed or had to open and close again. So the PPP was very helpful to a lot of businesses who had to continue their operations or quickly reopen and needed to keep their staff on. It was a problem with people who didn't have enough business coming through to keep anything more than a skeleton staff, like a restaurant, if you weren't actually going to be in business. They had high overhead costs like rent. And it was a problem for a lot of very small businesses that didn't have relationships with banks, because if you have a lawyer and an accountant on retainer, you could get one of these loans. So it wasn't perfect, but it was very helpful. The need for it now is changing into something else.
You know, the argument, though, on the success of it goes to this this issue that a lot of the funding also went to bigger companies. How should we actually think of the legacy of this program? How well did it work on this front? Did it actually save jobs?
Well, it did save jobs. There's no question, because in a lot of the big companies that the money went to, they did save jobs. The problem is exactly that, right? Big companies have the ability to file documents very quickly, have accountants who could provide the documentation. Think about little businesses, corner stores, restaurants, who don't do that stuff, where the owner operators do everything themselves. Here you had to file quickly. If you had a relationship with a banker, you might be able to get your application to the top of the line. Well, a lot of these little companies have no relationship with a banker. It's all been commoditized. So we're thinking about how this happens if it ever has to happen again. Small banks, community banks, credit companies, they're going to have to play a larger role in it. There was some real criticism about it, and there was some real fraud. The fraud doesn't alarm me too much, because there's always fraud in cases like this, and the government is going after people. But fundamentally, the main issue was big companies really benefited from it. Small companies had much more trouble doing so.
Okay, moving forward, what other options are out there for small businesses in particular that are still struggling with funding since this program is ending?
Well, yeah, there are still things. The Small Business Administration has a shuttered venue grant program for people who run venues that are still not open, like, you know, places where people gather for shows or sporting events. There's a credit for retaining your employees. There's the economic injury disaster loan, which, you know, typically happens after hurricanes or tornadoes, but that's still available. Minority businesses have some programs specifically for them. There are local programs that cities and states mm-hmm. are using to help people, but it's complicated. There are still some programs, though, as people are trying to recover.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. As always, thank you, Ali.
My pleasure.